views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Shine On Radio. Shine On Radio is all about celebrating what makes you, you. And I, your host, Kelly Wadler, bring on amazing, empowered guests who share with us their journey to finding their shine and how they help us now celebrate who we are. So that brings up today. Today's pretty awesome. I am currently 5 days. Yes, 5 days away from getting married. It's crazy. If you have started listening into Shine On Radio since the beginning of January, you know this process that I've been going through and this transformation, and I've trickled it into every show we've had so far. So I think it's pretty apropos our guest today, because we're talking about something more powerful than it actually sounds. We're talking about the power of habits. We're talking about becoming habit junkies. So I want to start by saying one of the key things that I think that has led me to where I am now before my wedding, which is in a very chill, calm, not so stressed out place, is because I have really committed and stayed true to my habits and prioritized the habits that really do serve me. So I made this list. I called it my vibrancy to my wedding day list. And it pretty much just broke down certain things. Like I put down what I wanted to let go of, you know, habits that were no longer serving me, and then what I wanted to welcome in. And then I broke down, you know, these are the foods that really ignite my energy. These are the foods that don't. So I find myself now 5 days away from this wedding. And with my past of emotional eating and body dysmorphia, if you had asked me 2 years ago where I'd be, I would have said I was a stressed out mess on a 14-day juice cleanse, taking boot camp every day and pulling my hair out. But I'm not. And I owe that to the habits that I have found work for me. So without further ado, let me introduce you to our incredible guest today. Her name is Elaine Wellman. I met her at a networking meeting of other female entrepreneurs, and this woman has such a presence. Beyond the fact that she has this vibrant red hair, she also has this shining soul that glows. Very powerful. She came from the corporate world, and she's an entrepreneur now, and she is a spiritual business coach that helps women get out of their own way and gives them practical, fun tools that they can become the most powerful versions of themselves and create the beautiful life that they love. I too have had a session with her, and I know within 1.5 hours, I still utilize the tips that she recommended to me in my own business. She teaches clients how to manufacture time and set up smart work habits so they can create a stress-free business and have, you know, a life too, which we all want. So without further ado, Elaine, welcome to Shine On Radio. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I'm psyched to be talking to you. We've been had this on our radar for a while, and here we finally are, and I can't believe that it's the week of your wedding and you're here. It's awesome.
I know. Elaine before the show asked me, she's like, are we going to be are you going to talk about the wedding? I'm like, oh yeah. And you know, some people look at me like I have two heads because, you know, I'm still going full force. But to me, the wedding is a huge milestone in my life, but also as is at all things, you know, I want to keep up what works for me so that the day doesn't become, you know, it takes over my life completely and then I'll crash right after it. You know, I want to steadily rise up there. So Elaine, I ask my guests the same question each time. What in life invited you or taught you to follow your calling and essentially find your shine?
Oh, wow. well, that was a long journey for me that I was on it for a long time. And just, you know, I come from the PR world, and I was in the New York PR scene, which is very stressful, very high stress job. And, you know, basically had the panic attack on the street during work one day. and, you know, had been feeling for quite a long time that there has to be something more meaningful than, you know, spinning stories about XYZ product, whoever my client was. And that's around that time, finally, is when I discovered coaching. And it just really spoke to me, the transformations that I saw happening. Actually, this is kind of funny, Kelly, and you might not know about this because you're a bit younger than me, but there was a reality show on TV 5 days a week in the morning that I DVR'd. Maybe I have taped it at that point. I don't know which. With Alanya Van Zandt and Rhonda Britton. Mm-hmm. And it was called Starting Over. And their coaches, really big coaches, and they put 5 or 6 women in a house together and coached them. And that's where I found out what coaching was. And just the transformations I saw were so incredible. Of course, it was reality TV, so it was very dramatic, you know. But that's how I got into coaching and just fell in love with it. And, you know, that definitely fulfills that need to serve and help people and be part of their journey. And that's mm-hmm. it.
You know, it is so interesting when coaching finds you, because it's not something you wake up one day and you're like, okay, I'm going to be a coach. You know, it's something that at least I have found in my own experience, have found me, you know, mm-hmm. Right. And there's a big power to that. But when it finds you and it clicks, you're like, wow, this is my calling. So what about stepping into the coach's chair felt so right for you?
Let's see. What about stepping into the, well, I mean, that was a journey too. And I think I know not everybody listening is an entrepreneur, but this can apply to everybody. You know, you think that you found the thing. That's it. It's going to be awesome. You're going to be making $1 million tomorrow. But it was, it was a really long process too, because I started out as a happiness coach. A lot of times when entrepreneurs getting started or leaving the corporate world, they, for some reason, and I definitely did this, felt like I had to leave everything related to my corporate life over there in that box, and coaching and my new business was over here. And, you know, after like a year, year and a half, the universe gave me a couple of different signs and opportunities. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm like a marketing expert. Why am I not bringing that to my business? You know? So then I kind of tweaked the happiness into mindset and brought in the marketing and business background. And that's what I'm, you know, doing now, is helping entrepreneurs, not just with being happier, which helps you make more money, but the whole marketing, business setup and background. So, you know, once I had all those pieces in place, then I felt very authentic with my messaging and what I was saying, and could talk from my heart and be confident. And that's kind of when everything clicked for me. So the message is, you know, just know that it might be a journey. It's more like, you know, a zigzag journey than like a straight line, you know?
Oh yeah. You know, and that, as you said, applies to all aspects of life, whether you're looking to go into becoming an entrepreneur or not. You know, the life of following your calling, whether it's a hobby or something you really want to pursue as your career, it is like, okay, a zigzag, up and down, squiggly mm-hmm. line, and we have to be at peace with that. All right. When we get back, so much more with Elaine. This woman is going to blow your mind with her tips. She's such a like pool of knowledge. And she's got a giveaway too. So when we come back, more with Shine On Radio and more with some spiritual business coaching. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
1230 WBLQ.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice?
Oh, yeah. If that song doesn't pump you up, I don't know what to tell you. Okay, we're back on Shine On Radio with Elaine Wellman. Elaine, before we go any further, please tell us how can we connect with you? How can we contact you? We want to know.
Okay, great. Well, I actually have a Facebook group. I'd love everybody to join me there. And it's called, you can join it at habitjunkies.com. And that gets you access to the Facebook group. And my website is elainewellman.com.
Sweet. I love that we're now embracing the word junkie. I see it a lot in the wellness world. So like Gabrielle Bernstein uses spiritual junkie. I love habit junkie. It's nice to put a positive switch to it.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I just started that group like this year, and I kind of thought about that for a minute. You know, is that going to offend anybody? But hopefully it's good.
No, because you know what? You could be a junkie for positive things, you know, and that's what we're doing here. So speaking of such, all right. So habit. Habit's a lovely little word that you have definitely made part of your mission. So tell us why you find them so important.
Well, I think habits are a great way to really become the person that you want to be. And to step back, take a step back from there, to get what you want in life, you really have to become the person that gets that in life. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like we, you know, so many people have these dreams and they're more like fantasies and they want this big thing, whether it's, you know, a house or a husband or a business or whatever it is. And they kind of just stay in that, oh, I wish mode. But if you can just like do a little visualization of having that and then step back and do another visualization of what does the woman who has that, what is she like? What does she do? You know, and how is that different than how you are showing up in your life?
So, yeah, we're talking now about not just saying what we want or dreaming about what we want, but really setting the intention. Okay, so what does this life actually look like for me? And how do I see it? So for you, you're saying, okay, let's talk about visualizations. And what are ways to do that? Is that we write them down, vision boarding? How would you start that process?
You know, I would say if you've done that before and you know what works for you, just go with whatever works for you, you know, but you can do it as sort of like a little meditation. You can do a vision board. You can write. Any and all of those ways are excellent ways to do it. And then, you know, the thing is like after you figure out what you want, the next step is, okay, what do I have to do to get that? But even before that, add in who do I have to be to get that? And a great example is, you know, about health. I mean, if you want to get really healthy, and this is such an easy example for everybody to relate to pretty much. And, you know, you say you want to exercise 5 times a week. And then a lot of people don't achieve that. But who do you need to be to exercise 5 times a week? You know, you need to be committed. You need to have habits in place that support you and make it easier to achieve that, even if we're talking 1 day a week, you know, whatever it is. But it's kind of like adding a step in between. This is what I want, and this is how I'm going to get it. This is who I need to be to get it.
Yeah. It's that missing link that sometimes mm-hmm. people, you know, don't know how to find. And you're right when you bring up the health world, you know, people can walk into my office and say immediately, well, it's easy to talk about how much I want to start eating healthy and how much I want to work out in the time. And I can say that I'm going to do it, but then I don't take action mm-hmm. on it. It's much harder to take action. But there's a step in between contemplating that you want to do it and then doing it. And it is, mm-hmm. this is what you're talking about. It's like, how do I get the support? How do I, you know, what do I need to be able to take action on this? Mm-hmm. So, you know, tell us, what are some of your habits? How have you found your own way to be your own habit junkie?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of 2 questions. So I'll start with some habits, maybe. Let me start there. Okay. You know, I definitely used this new habit kick to really get consistent with my daily practice, which continues to evolve and grow. And that's, you know, what I do when I wake up in the morning and what I do before I go to bed. But then there's a lot of other stuff too that I've added in. And, you know, some of them are business related, but this too could apply for your personal life. I mean, I have a weekly and a monthly meeting with myself and review, you know, what's ahead and what worked last week and what didn't work last week and last month and, you know, that kind of thing. And I do that more for my business, but it could definitely work for your personal life as well. Then some things are just, you know, silly, like, you know, balance on 1 foot while brushing my teeth. And it helps my balance. I mean, what else are you going to do, right? You know? And I love listening to podcasts and shows like this. And I listen to them when I'm getting ready. If I'm putting on makeup, you know, sitting there putting on makeup and commuting, I listen to podcasts as much as I can. So that's definitely a habit. And I drink a big glass of water in the morning to hydrate. There's, you know, kind of just goes on and on. And the other part of your question was, how did I get into it? I think.
I was just talking about, you know, calling yourself the habit junkie and how that all started. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it started through books. I will straight up tell you that. I mean, actually, it goes back a little bit farther. I had started really getting into working on my daily practice back in the summer, actually. And I was even keeping a chart of like what I was doing and when I was doing it. And then after I was into that a bit, I read this book by Gretchen Rubin called Better Than Before. Mm-hmm. And I think they might have renamed that book when they relaunched it this year, but it's easy to find. And it's all about habits. And that sounds really boring, but I just totally clicked with this book. And she kind of analyzed, because the thing about habits is, and productivity experts, people try to make it kind of one size fits all, a lot of the expertise. And this is another great health example. Like, just don't eat any chocolate if you can't eat any without eating the whole thing, you know? Or I mean, actually that's the solution, but people will tell you, oh, just have one piece, just have one bite. But if you're a person that can't stop, then that doesn't work for you, you know? And Gretchen goes into really a lot of research that she did, and kind of there's four different personality types that relate to our habits and how we behave. And when you know what you are, it's easier to be more successful. And that really got me into it. And then later I got into Hal Elrod's The Miracle Morning, which is about your daily practice. And then I started using, Gretchen also has a journal where you can track what you're doing, which is incredibly great tool for me. I mean, again, you have to like find what works for you. But when you see it in paper, in print, or on your computer or on an app, and you know what you're supposed to be doing, and every night you check off what you did, and then you can review your week, it really helps you stay focused, stay committed, and keep moving forward.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, all who are listening, I couldn't agree with this more. Who is a highly sensitive person, if I don't keep up with what I call my sacred morning ritual. So every morning I do the same thing, and it really serves me. And I read a chapter of a book, and I meditate while my tea is on the kettle. And, you know, usually it's about 10 minutes. And then I have a breakfast without screens. And if I don't do that, the rest of the day will suffer. The rest of the day, I'll feel things will hit me more. I'll feel not as grounded. So, you know, once you start setting this up and they become habits, one, they become easier, and two, you don't want to go back. Similarly, as when we learn to eat well or create that exercise routine where we're like, all right, we have to build this muscle, but it serves me in such a delicious way, right?
Exactly. And I'm also going to add one thing that really helped me succeed with this is that I give myself space around it and finally accepted that I am human and not perfect.
Right.
Because there might be a day where you just don't do it, or you don't feel like doing it, or your schedule's different, or you're sick or whatever. And that's fine. It's fine, you know, as opposed to beating ourselves up and then stopping.
Oh my goodness. When we get back, we're going to talk a lot about that, which is forgiveness. And even though we are setting up habits, it does not mean we have to be perfect human beings and, you know, that they have to be there every single day. I love that you just brought that up. All right. When we come back, also, anyone who wants to call in, call us in 800-930-2819. We'll be back right after this.
Tokyo Hope. I've done a London town to go-go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing on with myself.
Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A beautiful day. Unfortunately, here in the Northeast, it's a rainy, cold, drizzly day. But that's why we're here on Shine On Radio, to find the shine regardless of the outside weather. So we're here with Elaine Wellman. She is a spiritual business coach and really what a self-described habit junkie. And we're talking about the power of setting habits for yourself, or rituals or routines for yourself, in order to shine on, in order to follow your true calling, or in order to just do anything you want to do in life in order to thrive. So before we took a break, we were talking then where sometimes setting up a routine can also then take a negative, or go down to negative town. And that is if we get trapped in perfection. Now, Shine On Movement, my company, talks a lot about this inner bully that we have in our brain that sometimes can be very, give a lot of shame and judgment, which I know I feel a lot. So how can we have some patience with ourselves while we're setting up these habits? Because as we know, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, we want to set the intention to do it, but sometimes it takes some time to really embrace them. So what would be your advice on not going to perfectionist town?
Yeah, well, first, I would make sure that you are setting yourself up for success, which does mean putting some sort of structure in place, you know, and just to keep on that health example, you know, it's the whole thing of like, when you wake up, if you're trying to work out first thing in the morning, just put your exercise clothes on immediately, or keep your sneakers by the door, or, you know, do anything little you can to make it easy in the first place. But then just embrace that we are human. Before the break, you said, you know, I'm not that perfect human. And it's like, there is no such thing, right? Or we are, or else everybody is, right? Everybody's a perfect human. And that means that we're human and we're not perfect. And just don't dwell on it, you know? And the other tip is to just, I've gotten very deliberate with my time and really thinking about, is this how I want to spend my time? Is this going to get me where I want to go? And sometimes, you know, it's, yes, I want to watch TV right now. That's what I want to do. But making deliberate choices is a big stepping stone. And keeping track of it, too, I think is good, you know, because it's, again, making the goal more tangible, you know. So if you just make yourself a little chart, or there's a million apps out there, you know, you can get on your phone or your computer, or you know, I'm using Gretchen Rubin's journal, and track it, excuse me. And then you can see the progress you're making, and just know that you're human and you need to give yourself a break.
Why do you think that setting up these habits help people attain what they want in life?
Well, you have to take action. You know, you can have the dream, and then to make it real, you have to take action and take smart action and try to make it as easy as possible as well. We have a tendency to, you know, make everything as hard as we can on ourselves. Mm-hmm. So switch that up and make it easy, and little by little too, you know, break it down into little chunks, little goals that get you step by step where you want to go. And it goes back to being the person that you need to be, show up the way you need to show up for yourself to get what you want.
Right. You know, I think the key word that you said there that some people have hard time embracing is the little part, where, you know, we can set really huge goals for us, or sometimes it's easy to say, all right, I want to be 30 pounds thinner by then. But in order to do that, we have to take little steps first. And those little steps usually require time. So I know within my programs that I coach women, and when I coach women, we're talking about embracing the skin they're in through nourishment and body positivity and self-acceptance. And, you know, a lot of these women have come in on a diet their whole life and expecting immediate results. And I say flat out, you know, before anybody signs my program, that this is going to take, you know, you might see immediate results, and or you might not see them for months, because these things, you know, it takes a while usually to build this habit or to build things or to see the progress, and to be patient for the result is part of the process, or, you know, not expect the immediate feeling to happen, which is why I think some people, well, why am I doing this anyway if I don't see it right away, you know?
Yeah. And I think that goes to remember why you're doing it. And this can be part of making it easier. Keep tapping in to why you're doing it, so it doesn't become, you know, a chore or something else on the to-do list, but something that you really enjoy, even if it's difficult, because you know it's taking you where you want to go. And, you know, you can do that with affirmations. Affirmations are part of my morning, you know, practice. And keep focused on that vision.
You know, you also talk a lot about mindset. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes one of the things that gets in people's way of, you know, that link in between thinking about doing it and then actually taking action is some sort of mindset block or some sort of energy blockage or, you know, a thought, a limiting, you know, an upper limit of a thought that prevents people from taking action. So in terms of mindset, what would you recommend people, you know, well, let's start here. Have you ever had mindset, you know, struggles that told you you couldn't do something, and how did you break free from them?
First, the first answer is, of course.
Yes, ding, ding, ding.
You know, the mindset is so interesting because it just, it's not like for probably the majority of the population that we just overcome it and we never have to face it again. You know, you keep having challenges around mindset, and as you up level or improve your life, your business, new stuff comes up. You know, it may or may not be related to the initial stuff that you had. But, you know, really living in that land of positivity, which I know is what you're all about too. And it doesn't mean that we're not, you know, aware of stuff in the world, but whatever, I just try to always feed myself with positive vibes, you know, and get away from the negative things like TV crime shows, for example, you know, violence, the news on TV, especially the local news, a lot of times, and stay focused in the positivity and really be honest with yourself. You know, you can, and journaling is a great way to dive into blocks. If you like to write and journal, is to really look at the patterns and what's been going on. It is deep work though. So you get a lot farther when you are working with a coach on mindset. It's very specific, you know, to each person. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and that's, you know, part of the power of coaching is, you know, sometimes people just get stuck, me included, you included. I mean, I, you know, definitely need my own coaching as well to get through my own blocks. And, you know, let's bring up a little bit about this other word that ties into mindset usually, and that is worth. So when you were in the corporate field having a panic attack on the street, what was it that said, okay, you can do this, you can take this leap? Because a lot of people who may be listening right now are afraid of taking that leap.
I mean, I think for me, I knew for a very long time that there was something more, but I didn't know what that was. And then I got to the breaking point. I mean, when you get to the bottom, you know, I got there. So I don't know if I have the right answer that's going to help everybody if you're not there yet. But I knew I couldn't stay in that job, which was making me sick, you know, literally making my body react that way. And, you know, the other thing I'll throw in here maybe is it's great to run experiments. And this might not be the answer for one huge decision like that, but just try something. Just experiment and try something and see what happens.
Right? Because you never know. I mean, I think people sometimes get to that wall of, okay, let's, I don't know if I could do this. But you won't know until you try. And if you see it as a, I'm not going to crash and burn and die if I take this leap.
Right.
And see it a bit more as a, okay, let me take an experiment. If it doesn't work out, all right, you know, on to the next thing. But I think from your story, a lot of people get to a point where the body is saying, I'm going to give out if something doesn't change. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that a lot in the country that we live in, with the disease rate that it is. Sometimes it's not only what we're eating or our you know, wellness routine. Sometimes it is because we are not in the right calling for us, and we're ignoring those signs. Mm-hmm. So when we get back, we're gonna tie our show into that, into true calling, into you know, setting up what we can do to take that leap. All right. More with Elaine, more with Shine On Radio in just a couple minutes. See you in a second.
Come down, Elaine. Magda. Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back with Shine On Radio and Elaine Wellman, who is a spiritual business coach. Elaine, before we get back into our deep discussion, how can we reach you? And I know you're giving away something special, so can you tell us about that?
Yeah, great. I have this amazing, beautiful, I call it the sacred scheduler for a purposeful, productive, and prosperous life. And I actually, at the beginning of the year, I had all these different like celebrity planners starting to plan my year, and I didn't like any of them. They didn't work for me. So I decided to make my own, and then I realized how amazing it was, and I thought, shoot, I better share this with people. It's so cool. And it's just a, you know, PDF download that you can get, and it helps you create those good habits and really connect with your your motivation and your heart and what you want to do. And there's a page for gratitude and really connecting with what you want. And people can get that at elainewellman.com/scheduler.
Yay, I'll be definitely picking mine up.
Yeah, let me know when you do.
Okay, I totally will. All right, so if you are just tuning in or have been here the whole time, we've been talking about, you know, creating healthy habits and becoming habit junkies and why that will lead us to thrive in our life. So, you know, let's tie that into, okay, so we've been talking about action now. So how can people start to create their own habit practice? Where do we begin?
Well, I think first really tap into what it is that you're trying to achieve and get clear on why you want that. And then start small, just like in the health world, you know, you're not going to go from 2000 calories a day to 500 calories a day, right?
Please don't.
No, right. So, you know, start small and then monitor your progress, either through an app or just in writing it in your journal, but monitor your progress. Don't go for perfection. It doesn't exist. And experiment and try things and see what works and see what fits and keep at it.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about the word shining on, I think that habits have a lot to do with that. And they're what you mentioned a couple of times, which is totally individual. You know, your habit, creating your own habits may be different than what my habits are. And that's totally okay. You know, so I think one of the best sound advice I ever got in any aspect of life was to always ask questions and, you know, to question everything. So question what Elaine's saying and question what I'm saying. You know, what works well for you? Where do you think you should start? You know, but I think at the end of the day that these habits will help us feel better. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what we're all trying to do. So how in your life have your habits, you know, transformed you?
Oh gosh. You know, having a morning practice that I really connect to, it means that I go to bed looking forward to getting up the next day to do that practice. That was huge for me because I mean, even if like I'm going on some fabulous trip tomorrow, I might wake up and go to bed like stressing out or worrying about having to get up and go to the airport. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And instead this was like, oh, I get to get up in the morning and do that. And that puts me in the right frame of mind to really conquer the day, you know, and has led me to become more deliberate, even more deliberate with my time and how I'm spending it and what I'm doing with it. And that really, truly has made a huge impact. And part of that routine in the evening is gratitude. I do a gratitude journal. And that's been amazing, too. And I even going back and reading the gratitude journal is really fun because it's nothing but gratitude. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I think we're not blind to the fact that life comes with hard times. Life comes with the negative parts, and I'm not anti-negativity at all. But I think there is a power to choosing to, you know, do what feels well for you, because when you feel better, you can then shine a light onto other people and help others feel better. And I recently read, I'm reading the book The Untethered Soul right now. Have you read this? Have you heard?
I've heard of that one. I didn't read that one, but I just read his newer book, The Surrender Experiment.
And yeah, so the author is Michael A. Singer. And this book, or probably both books, are very similar. And there is a part in the book that it pretty much just goes into, okay, you know, how God, and whether you believe in God or the universe or whatever you want to take that, however you want to take that word, you know, he's coming down and seeing how his humans are. And he asks the first human on the street, and he's like, well, how do you like it here? And the human's like, well, I hate the ants. They bite me. That tree's awkward. This person cut me off. It's just awful here. Whatever. I hate my job. And, you know, God was taken back. Well, I'm not, you know, I don't want to hang out with that person. I'm not going to shine my light on that guy. And the next person he asks, you know, he's like, so how do you like it here? And that person says, well, you know, the ants bite my feet and it's amazing to me that I'm alive and that tree's bent and it's so beautiful and I just can't believe I have the opportunity to follow my dreams or whatever. And the whole point of the story was that the universe shines onto those who see the light, who see, even if it isn't the most beautiful outcome, where the positivity is. And I think putting these habits together help you be that person. What do you say?
Absolutely, totally. And the beauty in that, and I'm glad you brought that up, is that everybody has a choice. Mm-hmm. It is up to each of us. And it's kind of the only control, the only thing we have control over is the way we think. It can seem like you don't have control over it, but you do. And changing the way you think, seeing things in a different way can change everything.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, similar to a theme we've brought up about 15 times today, it is you can rewire your and change your perspective, but that also takes practice and time and one step at a time. So, okay, so let's tie everything together. If for everybody who's listening, Elaine, if you could tie into one sentence your words of wisdom into embracing habits, what would you tell the listeners who are listening in?
Let me think for one second.
Think away.
Yeah, you know, I think it's what we just were focusing on. You have a choice for how you feel. It doesn't matter what happens to you or what your circumstances are. You have a choice to feel the way you want to feel, and we all have the right to be happy. And you can use habits as a tool to get there.
We all have the right to be happy, and you can use habits as a tool to get there. Amen, sister. Elaine, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, go check her out at elainewellman.com. Get that scheduler. I will be posting it on my social media. Find me at shineonwithkelly.com. And to all who are listening, I'm going to be in all next Monday. It's crazy. I'm going to be Kelly all. I thank you for being here with this journey with me leading up. And I think if he agrees, I might be interviewing this man, AKA my husband, on Monday.
Great.
So it'll be quite a doozy of a show. Elaine, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
It was so great, Kelly. Thank you. And have a wonderful wedding. I can't wait to see you with your new name.
I know, right? All right. Yeah, everyone friend me so you can check out the pictures online, you know, and connect with both of us. We love it. All right. We'll hear you all next Monday, same time, same place. Elaine, thank you again. And to everybody, have a wonderful week. I will see you as a married woman next Monday. Shine on. Have a great one.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.